The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing. And you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymur on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John Anilio.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.
Hello, intrepid adventurers. It is the NaNoWriMo podcast. But what happens today is strange. You wake up in your camp and you see a vision of yourself. If you were having a sci-fi RPG in your head, you see a time travel of yourself. If you're having fantasy, you probably see a vision of the future. Regardless, you're looking at yourself tomorrow. And tomorrow you looks at you and says, I didn't sleep at all last night because you drank too much coffee. Or tomorrow looks at you and says, I've got a massive headache because you drank too much alcohol. Or they look at you and say, I just feel like crap because you ate crap all day. Taking care of yourself during this month is important. It's very important. So today we talk about equipment and what kind of food, caffeine, and alcohol you take with you into your word mines. Now believe me, I understand when you want something to wind down at the end of the day. And if you have that same desire, try not to overdo it because of the stress of the month. You will regret it. Today you will think it's fine. Tomorrow you, well, they're standing in front of you in the camp and they look pretty haggard. I tend to think, maybe just because it doesn't work on me very well, I tend to think caffeine is as much a placebo as it is a drug. I know it's a drug. I know it can make people jittery. I know it can keep people awake. But I think that a lot of people think that they need it more than they do. But I also think that if you have too much at the wrong time, you won't sleep. And when you don't sleep, bad things happen. Just ask the person you're looking at in front of you that looks a lot like you, but a lot more unhappy. Maybe they have heavy bags under their eyes. Maybe they've got a massive hangover. You don't know. As for food, sometimes I consider food a reward. Talked about this before. Sometimes I lay out M&Ms in front of me, and I have one M&M for every 100 words I write. It's a surprisingly powerful incentive, which is funny because sometimes I'll really get into writing, and I'll realize I get to eat three. And sometimes I'll struggle through a paragraph and realize I've only written 85 words and those last 15 are really tough. But that's just like a handful of M&Ms. I don't do that with, like, sandwiches. I don't think I could possibly do that. Remember that the number one thing you need through this entire month is you need to be healthy. And I understand there are people with chronic conditions who fight on beyond problems. I'm not saying you need to be 100% healthy to write, but I'm saying don't do stuff that makes you less healthy. If you have control over it, try to make yourself healthy. Keep yourself healthy. At the end of the day, you should have 26,667, I think. Oh, wait, it's right here. Yes, 26,667. Your equipment is food, caffeine, and alcohol. Make sure that you pack only what you need. Leave the rest at home. A lot of those can just hang around till Christmas, or Hanukkah, or whatever winter celebration you experience. Maybe it's just the post-NaNoWriMo celebration, whatever. But remember, don't sabotage yourself. That's really what it is. Don't sabotage yourself. Your future self is coming to you today and going, please don't sabotage me. This sucks. That's it for today. Let's listen to John and Elio, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except for that.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.